next story is about a song that protests the use of a very hateful word.
Sin deber y sin temer, tan solo por ser mujer valiente y poco frágil. Un incógnito virtual, por quererme provocar, me dijo feminazi.
The Spanish lyrics say in part, without rhyme or reason, just because I'm a woman who is brave, you call me a feminazi. The song is called La Cumbia Feminazi, and it's by Brooklyn-based Mexican singer-songwriter Renee Ghost. She says it's her response to the online abuse suffered by many women, herself included.
I've considered myself a feminist ever since I learned the actual meaning of the word, which just, you know, seeks equality between men and women and our rights and responsibilities. And then I started to receive a lot of hateful messages when I voiced my opinion online in various online forums or social platforms such as YouTube, etc. And then I started to be called a feminazi, and some of my friends and closer female friends being called that too. It was always just a terrible insult that I never knew how to come back to, how to answer to. And, you know, answering those, which, you know, maybe I shouldn't, but sometimes I do because it makes me so angry. Having any kind of reply to those negative comments triggers the use of that word.
In your song, one line goes, you almost got it right there when you called me a feminazi, but you missed a little detail. The one walking down the streets with fear is I. What's your message here?
You can call me, you can call us women who are defending our rights feminazis, but at the end of the day, if it's 2 a.m. and I'm coming home, I look around to see that there's not going to be a guy, you know, at some corner. I have to cross the street sometimes if I do see some men, you know, who are just sort of lurking around. And so it's kind of ironic to be called a feminazi when I think the streets are a lot less safe for women.
So you're making the point that anything that has the word Nazi in it suggests that that person is powerful and awful and brutalizing. And you're saying, no, in fact, I'm the one who's vulnerable out in the streets.
Absolutely. Yes, that's the message.
The song is getting shared a lot in Latin America via social media. Why do you think that is?
Because I think women in Latin America are tired. They're tired, we're tired of how predominantly machista the culture is. And like I said, it's really deeply ingrained in the language that we use on a daily basis. And a lot of people don't even know that the words that they're using are machistas. You know, for me, it's been a process of transformation, having to eliminate or slowly, I guess, modify my vocabulary to try to not speak oppressively against women. And I think a lot of girls, you know, with the advent of the internet and how fast information is flowing right now and being shared, we're gaining access to these ideas, you know, to the feminist movement. And it's really easy to be a part of it because I think most women do feel repressed.
In Mexico, are there pressures to stop using certain language?
Absolutely not. No, I think Mexico is very behind in that respect. There's actually a lot of the contrary. Recently, this guy got into legal trouble for having a video where he puts a woman in a trunk and kills her, basically. There's a lot of violence in Mexican music right now.
Was that a music video?
Yes, that was a music video. This guy is pretty famous in Mexico, and so a lot of the women were scared because it's a reality. Women get picked up on the streets. It's not a small number, you know, the number of feminicides in Mexico, and he was glorifying this act. And so I think, like I said, that there's particular music genres which are extremely aggressive towards women, and I think they do translate into the culture. You know, the guys, and especially the younger boys, are starting to pick up on this violence and use it and think that it's okay. You know, it starts to be normalized.
Do you see your song as a kind of answer to that?
I do. I mean, you know, I never expected it to go viral. I'm happy that it has because it's brought to my attention how there's also a lot of men that are becoming feminists right now in Latin America, and a lot of them in Spain, too. I saw a lot of really great answers from both men and women. And if it's even if it doesn't change it, I'm happy that there's now more sort of unity and community being formed around it, for sure.
It's interesting, the arrangement of the song. The guitar strumming is kind of groovy, and well, the lyrics are more serious. Did you do that intentionally?
I did, you know, because I think I find the term to be ridiculous, first of all. And so that's what I wanted to point out. You know, I wanted to be a a groovy, dancey song. I'm actually recording the album for it in September in Mexico, and it's going to be the album version is going to be fully arranged, you know, with like a drum kit and a bass, and it's going to be dancey and cumbia. And it's sort of like a memoir, you know, I'm telling a story of how this happened to me, and I know a lot of people identify with it.
Brooklyn-based Mexican singer-songwriter Renee Ghost. Thanks so much, Renee.
Thank you so much, Carol.
Renee made a video of her song, La Cumbia Feminazi, with English subtitles. It's up on our Facebook page. To watch it, just look for The World. Y dime según tú dónde están mis cámaras de gas. Tu asfixia letal sorpresa, después de un año de labor forzadas. ¿Dónde está tu llanto por un pan? Ni te agarro a cachazos diario, ni te huele a muerte el calendario. No me llames femina, sino ten respeto por un pueblo entero que sufrió. Y él me contestó, feminazi, 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 libertina, vete a casa, vete a plancharle la